Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, here's my guru. You had to see it on the YouTube chat. Hey.
It just doesn't hit the same.
All right. Evan Giddings in for Daryl the Guru Johnson. And hey, don't forget, the Warrior Summit is coming up a week from tonight. Thursday, November 6th, live from Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill. All the hosts going to be there discussing the Warriors. We're going to do it a little differently this time. It's going to be 9 games into the season. It's going to give everybody a chance to settle in and see what we're looking at before the summit. Here's the way it goes. Willard and Dibs from 2 to 4. Then all the hosts join them from 4 to 6 live. Again, Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill. We'll have great prizes. We'll have drink specials, your chance to meet all the hosts on the same day. Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill, Thursday, November 6th. We'll see you there. That's 2 to 4, Willard and Dibs, 4 to 6, everybody else. Love to see you out at Jack's Restaurant on Thursday. We've had the Tony Vitello press conference. He's the new manager of the San Francisco Giants. Coached 8 years at Tennessee. And then after him, we had Tony Baselio, Knoxville radio host, who knows the Tennessee program very well and knows Vitello pretty well. And we're just starting to get to know this guy who has no major league experience, but he sounds like he's got the qualities that they think can translate.
It sounds like he's... And look, I told you before, what I was trying to figure out going into this is, like, what is it about this guy? You know, Tony said it too about his friend Tony. He's got, if there's anybody that could do this, if there's one person that could bridge the gap between college and the pro ranks with no experience, it was going to be Tony Vitello. So that, to me, going in, I immediately have my ears, my, you know, the radar up for what is it about this guy? And after listening to him for a little bit and hearing Tony talk about Tony, I kind of get it. Like, I'm skeptical of it all working. I think that there's a reason why this hasn't been done before. I think there's a reason why it's unprecedented. But listening to him talk and then having it confirmed by someone who knows him personally, I can kind of get it. Like, I think it's hard not to be on board if you really listen to that guy. And if you're familiar with college baseball at all and you've watched Tennessee,
right?
Like, it's hard not to be a fan of the guy. When he's out there managing, it's like he's playing. But my skepticism is about, is that going to translate? But the guy himself, to me, I think there's few questions about him.
So you're telling me he's pretty animated?
Yes. And
okay, so
again, the thing that I took away from our last interview was he's world class when it comes to profanity.
And that actually got me to thinking about who I would put on my Mount Profanity More. among pro athletes, and I'm going to give him an honorary spot along with PJ Carlesimo.
Got to take his word for it.
And
PJ was a sailor.
Yeah, and I got Tommy Lasorda in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking to fill out the Mount Rushmore.
Bobby Cox.
Oh, he was a he was.
I think he's all time in ejections. He's the leader.
Oh, but so you're just assuming he used profanity?
No, you, I mean you could see it when you watched him manage.
You know, the one thing I was thinking, and if you want to jump in here and talk about the Giants' new managerial hire, the number's 888-957-9570. You know, there have been other guys who have tried this. You know, Rick Pitino, PJ Carlesimo, Mike Montgomery. The one guy who you brought up that I do find interesting as someone who I think clearly has navigated college to pros extremely well, and we don't have any baseball examples, but when you brought up Brad Stevens, all right, Brad Stevens, and I agree with you, has figured out a way to navigate that jump. And I think about Brad Stevens, and the one thing about Brad Stevens that always sticks out to me is I just think he's very understated. So, which I think you have to be in that position. I think the balance is you can't be meek and feel like you need to defer because you've never done it before, but you also can't go in there thinking you know it all, and I'm going to tell these guys how we're going to remake this team and how, you know what I mean? Like you got to, you've, if he's credible over time, it will translate. But I do think there's a fine line to walk. You can't get walked over, and you can't walk on these guys who have been in the major leagues for years and years. And, like, that's the one thing I just feel like from the outside when I was watching Brad Stevens. You know, what did he do to earn the respect of the players and the front office that has led him to where he is now? I don't know. I just feel like whatever he did would have been is a great template for Vitello.
Well, one difference, I think, is that, to my knowledge, Brad Stevens wasn't brought in to coach an older team. Like, the Celtics, when they got Stevens, yeah, they, you know, the Isaiah Thomases and some of the veterans, but, like, very quickly, they became a young group. He was there to help develop and usher in a Tatum, a Brown, a lot of, like the baby Celtics in 2017-18, when he was beginning to take over there, like, he was allowed to coach a young group. Vitello is brought in, and let's be honest, a lot of these guys are they're veterans. And our own Mark Willard, who we're going to talk to in a little bit here, I thought had you know the question I was looking to hear, right? Well, how do you build a relationship or how do you gain the trust of guys with kids? You know, how do you do it with guys that have been in the league for 10 years? And I think we've learned that like the Chapmans, the Adamases, the Devers to some extent, they're going to give you the benefit of the doubt just because they're pros. But still, you got to earn it. The one thing that I felt like listening to him, and I brought his name up before, he ain't Gabe Kapler. Now, it might not work.
Right.
Like, this team might not be good. The teams that he manages might be bad. It might just be a bad fit. Maybe college coaches don't belong in the pros. I don't know. He ain't Gabe Kapler. Gabe Kapler was fake. And we found that over the course of a long time. But Gabe Kapler was a fake person who he was to the media, what it sounds like he was to some players, and to who he really is. I think that Tony Vitello, the guy we saw today at the podium, is the guy that the players are going to see, the guy that Buster Posey and Zach Manassian clearly fell in love with, who, by the way, sounds like it was Manassian's guy.
Right.
Not necessarily Posey's.
No doubt. That was a funny line, actually.
And that's the guy that we're going to see for 162 from here on out.
Yeah. Did I miss a breaking news sound?
What do you mean?
You say we're going to get Willard on?
Oh, he's the crossover, right?
Oh, I thought he was going to make a special early appearance on the show.
He's probably still asking questions, you know.
It did sound like that though. I agree.
Yeah. And he's more than willing if he wants to jump on for 5 or 10 minutes immediately. We can have Mark on. He's in the belly of the beast over there. Dominating. Question three, asker number two, because Shea had a follow-up.
Well, it's a little tough sometimes, especially when, I don't know, you've been in those kind of press conferences. You want to make a good first impression, but you don't know if someone's going to ask your question before you get to ask it.
Yeah.
So you kind of got to ask it in a different way. You know, you hit him with the old, well, in the same vein, you know.
Sure.
To follow up on it, just to dig a little deeper. So you preface him by sounding more professional than you.
I hated to ask questions at a press conference. I just didn't. I don't know. I just
as long as there's a microphone and you know when you're going, like, to me, that's the one thing I hate about Niners pressers. They're like a pack of hyenas, man. Like, as soon as Shanahan walks to that podium, people just pounce. And it's like, can I get a word in first? I still don't know what I'm going
to
say.
Most teams have a dude with a microphone who walks around and gives it to them. One by one. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Evan Giddings is in for Daryl the Guru Johnson. You know, Guru's gone through some stuff. He'll be back tomorrow. But Tony Vitello was introduced. You know, the other thing, as the next manager of the Giants, the one word that Posey used that I thought was interesting was concise.
Conciseness. Is that a word?
That's what I thought.
That's what he said.
But I think it might be a word. But I know what he means. That means he's a man who doesn't use extra words when he doesn't need to. By the way, Billy Martin, they're saying definitely on Mount Profanity more.
Earl Weaver.
Yes.
Thrown out there. He's got a couple of great clips. You know who I've heard is quite profane, but I guess doesn't really get a ton of, you know, notice for it? Robert Saleh.
Really?
Yeah, I've heard it can be.
It's not profane when you say I'm going to end you.
Oh, yeah, we saw him at the end of that Jacksonville Jaguars game get pretty profane. Yeah, but I've heard he's a great motivator, should we see it.
Yeah. I don't know. Like
Kyle Shanahan, I'm not sure. Well, he probably curses all football games.
Yeah, I think he does.
Possibly.
Like, my college coach never swore, ever. Ever.
Didn't really?
Swear, never had a drink, never smoked anything in his life. Maybe.
Well, if I didn't know he was a legend, I would say, how the hell was he a good coach? But
He was a great coach, but you can see how, you know, might have butted heads with him a little bit. You know?
What? You didn't swear and drink in college.
It's college, Evan. But I'm definitely open-minded. He does seem like if anybody can handle it, he sounds like the type of guy that's going in with his eyes wide open and he knows what he's got to do. And the one thing, here's where I would say about Posey is, like, Posey's the kind of guy that, because he played, I think he understands the importance of when a front office has a, you know, supports a manager or players on a team. Like, the one thing I do believe about Buster Posey, just from watching him play and who he is, he knows that he's going to have to, you know, give this guy all the support he needs, and he's going to have Posey in his corner for a while. And that's a big voice to have behind you. And I don't know if he felt that strongly about Melvin, for example, but he has to feel strongly about this guy because it's his guy.
I think that also gets buy-in from the players. Like, if Posey's in your corner, you have to give Posey that respect that this person that he chose is the one. Now, I think the other part, too, that I think it was Tony Bosello that said this, which is important. Vitello told Tony Bosello that he wanted to fill the place at Tennessee when it was not a place that was very full. That's important because one thing that was always a topic of conversation around Farhan Zaidi and his time here was, well, the ballpark's not really that full. It's kind of empty. And a lot of that had to do with the players that were on the field and the brand of baseball that they played. But if Vitello could fill a place in Knoxville, and it's a lot smaller of a ballpark, but it wasn't a place that was known for being full, to me, that also is something that I'm going to pay attention to. Like, can this guy literally impact attendance? Like, if he's that energetic and his teams sort of embody the kind of style that he apparently has, authentic,
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Humble, fiery, passionate, then that's going to be a team that I want to go out and watch. Like, in a way, Steiny, I think that the first few homestands of this season, I'm going to want to go to kind of because I want to see if there's an immediate impact from their manager on this group.
So, Risotto, who's filling in today, is telling me, and you guys would know more, he's saying Tennessee's baseball program was kind of hated.
Well, it wasn't football. Definitely wasn't basketball.
What do you mean?
They hated. So opponents, opposing coaches, opposing players, media, they hated everything that that Tennessee team was about. Everything from their persona, their energy, the way they quote-unquote respected the game. They were not... They kind of changed things in terms of, I guess, their persona and how they went about their business.
So would it be fair to say they think of themselves kind of like the Miami Heat think of themselves with Heat culture?
Think of the term act like you've been there before and then think of the opposite. Then you have Vitello's Tennessee baseball program as it's been described.
You mean just
think of Drew Gilbert.
Oh.
Yeah, that guy. Sure. Yeah, the guy that you didn't feel like was having much of an impact. The nutcracker in the dugout, biting Robbie Ray's jersey and getting choked out by Matt Chapman, that guy. That's Tennessee baseball.
There are a couple things that I do wonder about, and it's like, let's take some of the Giants veterans, Devers, Adamas, Chapman, Webb. I don't understand when we're talking about guys like that. Devers, if he's healthy, he's going to play 155 game. Like, all those guys are going to play. So how bad could Vitello be that, like, a guy like the veterans don't come around to him? No, and they're just going to play every day. Like, I don't think there's going to be I don't know why. The only guy, let me just throw this at you. Okay, you got a college coach coming in here, might be a rah-rah guy. Is there a player that you would think, who's the player you'd be most afraid would say, this guy's a fraud? Because I have a guy. There's only one guy I'm thinking of, and that would be Chapman.
I actually disagree with that.
Do you?
Yeah, because there was a bunch of nut jobs that he played with when he was in Oakland. Like, that was a pack of misfits. He was a younger kid. He was a younger player. But
as a manager, though?
No. Well, the managers are different. I also think Bob Melvin is a little more of a player's manager than people give him credit for. He's just very stoic in public. But to me, Chapman is actually a guy that I think there will be buy-in from. Because, you just look as Chapman's the one that's choking out Gilbert. Like, I think that kind of energy is infectious. And it's something that I think those guys are going to buy into. I think, I got to be honest, if there's a player that's wondering what's going on here, it's Rafael Devers.
You think?
Yeah, I do. Because Devers does it his way. And he's been, that's led him to $300 million and a World Series ring and a few Silver Slugger awards. But in Boston, he's always played for, like, baseball guys. And they've been old school. They've had experience. And he's the newest member of this team. I mean, he just, he's here for the next umpteen years or whatever. He got traded and now is like, well, this is kind of strange. You know, I think, not that Devers won't buy in, but if there was a guy I would be worried about, it'd be him.
Yeah, just like if the Warriors were to hire Vitello. A guy like Vitello, who's the guy you'd be worried about? Probably Draymond and Butler.
Yeah, I think so.
Here's the other thing that I always think about when this type of things happen. How much does this matter? Like, if this guy's really doing his job at Tennessee, he doesn't know anything about, you know, the personnel on all the National League teams. Like, what does he know about pitching to a certain lineup right now? And can you learn that quickly? You know, just these things that kind of old school managers just know through osmosis almost.
Well, there's a built-in understanding of, all right, how are we going to attack the Dodgers lineup, because Melvin's coached, managed against them multiple times. But number one, we saw how that worked out. Number two, the one thing that was emphasized multiple times by Posey and by our guest was he's not going to be outworked. Like, this is a guy that is the hardest recruiter, and I say that lightly because everyone says that. But I don't think that, like, scouting reports and sort of advanced statistics, things that you need to know at the top of your head about an opposing team, I don't think that's as big of a concern for me. One of the concerns that I have just day-to-day is he talked about, I think it was, oh, the difference between coaching 52 versus 162.
Right, right.
He emphasized sample size, but also mentioned, well, you have to look at each game individually. Yes, you do, but you also have to have a broader understanding of where we are in our schedule, where we are in the week, what do we have available to us, and how badly we want to chase this game. That's something that he has no experience doing.
I would assume that managing a major league pitching staff 162 games, and then managing a pitching staff in college is not even comparable in the least.
No. I mean, that's right. Why the only guy that's made this sort of a similar jump is the manager of the Milwaukee Brewers. His name is Pat Murphy. He coached in college for a quarter century, and then I think he spent close to 10 years in the minors first. And that's a little bit shorter of a schedule, but that got him ready to be a big league manager, and their team's been very successful. So I think if there's a guy that you could point to and say, well, he's done it before, but it took him a couple of years to get used to that six-month grind, and then some. Again, you're in spring training, potentially in October. There's a long marathon-type approach to this that Vitello does not know about, and he's going to be learning on the fly.
Yep. Tony Vitello was introduced today as the new manager of the San Francisco Giants. No managerial experience at the major league level, no playing experience at the major league level. So the way I always look at something like this is, well, this ought to be fun. Let's see. Something outside the box, and let's see if it works. Let's see if it works.
They definitely should be a more fun team to watch.
I would, like...
You would hope.
See, I feel like I wish Guru were here now, because he deserves to hear this, because he was all over it. But if this guy is who he sounds like he is, and then compared to Melvin, I think Guru will be happy with the energy level increase.
Hey, Guru's going to love him.
I'm out.
I think he might.
He's
too.
Not going to be out, because Vitello will flip the proverbial spread. God love him.
Five ejections at Tennessee. So one about every other year.
He does seem like the kind of guy that when he gets ejected, he's gonna get his money's worth.
Yeah, that's what it seems like. All right. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Don't forget, coming up at 1 o'clock, we got Steve Summers. He grew up in San Francisco. He's a Giants fan, Warriors fan, and he's worked at WFAN in New York since 1987 on the overnight show. And apparently he's a hoot. So I'm looking forward to that on 95.7 The Game, brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.